Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with the dumbest.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cat. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Kelly Tuesday. And you're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Maxian and Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, will be with us this evening to give us some pointers here. You know, health is not simply the absence of illness. Real health is the will to overcome every form of adversity and use even the worst of circumstances as a springboard of new growth and development. Simply put it, the essence of health is constant renewal and rejuvenation of life. And in order to do that, we have to reflect, and we have to go back, and we have to forgive, starting with ourselves first. And you know, because we're kind of giving you some research on the astrology out here for September, the week 12 through 18, you know, Mars is in retrograde, and Mars and Venus are connecting. And they're connecting on a deep level, okay? That means adventure. That means passion. Rekindling past relationships. Talking about money issues and getting into nature. But you must be careful because Mars is that communicator. And we don't want to overread or make any acquisitions. Because when you do that, when you're moving that fast, things can quickly happen. So kind of like slow it down out there. But today, you know, we're going to focus on how to release, because in order to get anything done and to forgive or forget, you don't want to forget, but you must forgive. You have to learn how to release. So Stephanie Haynes will be on with us to give us some pointers on that. And once you go into that forgiveness for yourself and others, you become brand new. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Maxian.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
As I stated earlier, to renew and rejuvenate, we must learn how to forgive. And we have Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. Get your pads and pencils out because you know she has information for you. Stephanie, welcome in, and how are you today?
I'm doing well, and how are you doing, Miss Linda?
You know what? It's been a beautiful day, and you know what's out of my mouth next. Thank you so much. We have so much appreciation for you. You are moving through the communities, getting ready for a great event this weekend. I know you're busy, busy, busy for appointment shifts, and you're getting appointed. Thank you for taking our time to come and care and share with us this evening.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Linda. Yeah, so tonight we'll be talking about forgiveness. You know, like you were saying before, you know, before we can move forward and be in our greatness, we have to forget. Forgive, and forgiveness is not for the other person. The forgiveness is actually for yourself.
Yes.
All right. So the law of forgiveness is a dynamic universal principle that can change our lives. When we're willing to forgive, we can unleash an amazing flood of energy that can heal and uplift areas of our lives. When we are unforgiving, it can block our dreams and our goals. It can interfere with our relationships. It can turn our lives stagnant and dreary. many times it's more difficult for us to forgive those who we love because we tend to hold them at a higher standard. The key to being able to forgive anyone is to separate who he or she really is from what each one has done and behold his or her authentic self. So why is it important to forgive? When you hang on to anger and resentment, it is like locking yourself in a prison of your own making. The moment you decide to forgive, the universe hands out an array of ways to heal the past and support you to move on. Forgiving people is better. When you forgive and move on, you are releasing yourself from the negative hold of the past and freeing yourself from the burden of bitterness. When we forgive others, we are not condoning their behavior. And it doesn't mean we have to invite them for dinner either. Forgiveness doesn't mean excusing what someone has done, admitting that the individual is a fallible human being who has temporarily forgotten who he or she is. Now, forgiveness frees us from the heavy burden of resentment. If we can separate what someone has done in the past from who they are, let go of the history and begin again. In this moment, we will not only be healing our lives, we will also be contributing to the shift in the collective unconsciousness, making it easier for the world to forgive. Without inner peace, it is impossible to have real peace. Now, when you're considering the one who has hurt us, we must understand that one of two things has occurred. Number one, this individual has no awareness. Action will cause pain. He or she was simply following his or her own path, however unlikely we think it is, and we simply step into it. Also, we are taking the behavior personally, because sometimes whatever a person is going through and they project whatever that is they're going through onto you, we take that personally when it don't have nothing to do with us. So number two, this individual was unaware of the authentic self and allowed the fearful false self to take over. The behavior which issued forth from a false self intentionally hurt us. Remember, the false is the frightened and unloving shadow, which is mistaken for the real person. Although not always expressed, behind this mask is the authentic self, which is pure love. The person knew the love that existed inside and was able to express it. He or she would have done so. Now, have you ever noticed that when you hold a grudge against someone, that person continues to have power over you? What feelings is brought up when you think about them? Do you feel raging anger, a sinking heart, frustration, fear. Even when you are not actively thinking about this person or situation, the anger is still there, buried in your cellular memory, manifesting prosperity, success, health, and love on a permanent basis required consciousness free of judgment and blame. Therefore, our work is not complete until we let go of all resentment. So this is the time you take out your pen and paper. You're going to do some little writing. All right, so I have some questions for you on forgiveness. So the question number one, what is the key to your personal freedom? What is the key to your personal freedom? Number two, how can you forgive those who has transgressed against you? Number three, how can you forgive yourself? How can you realize your potential? Number five, why should you not condone the person that transgressed against you? And, you know, some people, they like to stay in dysfunctional relationships where they can condone the behavior of that individual. So ask yourself, why should you not condone? Number six, have you noticed that when you're holding a grudge against someone, they continue to be a problem in your life? Now, mind you, that individual is going on with their lives, but you're still holding a grudge and making yourself sick, making yourself miserable. But however, that other individual is going on with their life. They got a smile on their face. They prospered in life. And but you ask yourself, why I have not moved forward? Because you're still holding on grudges. And like I said earlier, when you hold on grudges, you stagnate yourself. You block your blessings. All right, so we're going to go into a meditation. First, we're going to go on to, I have maybe five more questions. Then we'll do the five questions, then we can go into the prayer and to the meditation. And then we're going to talk about letting go. All right, so number seven. Do you feel raging anger, a sinking heart, frustration, and fear when you see that individual? Because when you truly, truly forgive that individual, when that person comes into your environment, you should be okay. You feel raging anger in your heart. That your sinking heart, that frustration comes up, and that fear comes up. That means that you have not let that go. Number eight, why do you think it's important to transfer the heavy burdens of resentment? Why do you think it's important to transfer the heavy burden of resentment? Number 9, how can you separate what someone has done to you in the past from your present condition? 10, what feeling is brought up when you think about them? Is it anger? Is it fear? Is it resentment? What feeling is brought up when you think about them? And last but not least, what steps will you take to live your life authentically? Not, you know, putting this mask on or putting a shield on or avoiding, but how can you really truly live authentically? What are those steps will you take? And I have a quote here. By forgiving, I do not condone harmful acts or excuse people from being accountable for their actions. By forgiving, I free myself. Right. So now we're going to go into the prayer, the forgiveness prayer, and then from the prayer we're going to go into the meditation. So forgiveness is an act of the will, not a feeling. If we pray for a person, we can be assured that we have forgiven that person. Now, the following prayer covers most of the significant areas of forgiveness. Often, such a prayer would bring to mind other areas that need forgiving as well. So let's find a comfortable space. You can either sit or stand, whatever makes you feel relaxed. And I just want you to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale out through the nose. Spirit, move freely and guide your mind to the person or group that you need to forgive. Spirit, today I ask to forgive anyone in my life. I know that you will forgive me and give me the strength to forgive, and I thank you. For you love me more than I love myself, and I want my happiness more than I desire it for myself. I truly forgive my mother. I forgive her for all the times she hurts me, resented me, was angry with me, and for all the times she punished me. I forgive her for those times she preferred my brothers and sisters over me. Forgive her for the time she told me I was dumb, ugly, stupid, the worst of the children, or that I cost the family a lot of money. For the time she told me I was unwanted, an accident, a mistake, or not what she expected, I forgive her. I forgive my father. I forgive him for any non-support of love and affection. I forgive him for any lack of time, not giving me his companionship, his drinking, his arguing and fighting with my mother or the other children. For these severe punishments desertion, divorcing my mother, or for any running around, I forgive him. Spirit, I extend forgiveness to my sisters and brothers. I forgive those who rejected me, lied about me, hate me, resented me, competed for my parents' love, hurt me, or physically harmed me. For those who were too severe on me, punished me, or made my life unpleasant in any way, I forgive them. Spirit, I forgive my spouse for the lack of love, affection, consideration, support, attention, and the lack of communication. I forgive his faults, his falling, his weakness, and other acts or words that hurt or disturb me. Spirit, I forgive my children for their lack of respect, obedience, love, attention, support, warmth, and understanding. I forgive them for their bad habits, as falling away from their spiritual practice, and any bad attention that disturbs me. Spirit, I forgive my in-laws, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, son and daughter-in-law, and other relatives by marriage who treated my family with a lack of love for all their words, thoughts, actions, or omissions, which injured and cause pain. I forgive them. I forgive my grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, and cousin who may have interfered in our family, being possessive of my parents, and who may have caused confusion or turned one parent against the other. Spirit, help me forgive my coworkers who have disagreeable or make life miserable for me, for those who have pushed their work off on me, gossip about me, won't cooperate with me, and try to take my job. I forgive them. Spirit, my neighbors need to be forgiven for all of their noise, letting their property run down, not tying up their dogs who run through my yard, not taking in their trash cans, being prejudiced and running down their neighborhood. I forgive them. I forgive all spiritual practitioners for their lack of support, affirmation, bad sermons, pettiness, lack of friendliness, not providing me or my family with the inspiration we need. For any hurt they have inflicted on me or my family, even in the distant past, I forgive them today. Spirit, I forgive all those who are of different persuasion, those of opposite political views who have attacked me, ridiculed me, discriminated against me, made fun of me, or economically hurt me. I forgive them. Now we're going to go into the forgiveness meditation. You know, forgiving oneself or other people before you can go into meditation. Decide who needs forgiving. Now, do not be surprised if someone else appears. It is always a good idea to start forgiving the small hurts first, rather than starting this kind of work with your most vital enemy. So let's take a deep breath in. And just gently close your eyes as you sigh out. Take a great big sigh once again. You're going to stretch your body a little bit. And let's take another big sigh. You're going to exhale out slowly through the nose. Now I want you to bring your attention to your natural rhythm of your breathing. Feel your body rise gently as you breathe in and relax as you breathe out. Now every out breath is an opportunity to let go. Feel comfortable, the heaviness and the warmth. And you can travel through your mind to the meadows of your innermost being, to a sunlit, clear, fresh, with the mild, fragrant breeze of spring. Now, as you breathe, you can relax into the warmth of the sun and feel the wind carrying your body and ruffling your clothes. You can attune yourself more and more to the delightful sight, sound, and fragrance, the grass, the trees, and the flowers, the birds and the butterflies, the abundance of life in the meadows, and the sounds of the crickets and the winds and the trees. And you can feel the peace in this special place and the life force of the awakening spirit. And you can feel the life force in your own body. Feel it resonating with the metal. Feel it as joy. The metal is a place of safety, truth, and a place of wisdom within yourself where you can always come. And within the metal are many special places you can discover. Places where you can feel your own power. And places where you can feel especially cozy and safe. Around the edge of the meadows are opening to different paths of the life experiences you have had. Paths over space and each other path, whether high or low, it's like a rainbow, but it has a pot of gold. A gift of learning. As it ends, the nettles in the safety of your own special place. You can look down into the path of your life experiences, at relationships you have had with others. Now choose one where anger, hurt, or guilt, or some other emotions still block the way to forgiveness. Now, in a moment, you will see a simple image of that emotion. Walking down the path, you meet you at the edge of the meadow to bring you the gift of its teaching. Bring your inner emotional messenger to the place of greatness for you in the meadow. It may be a power place or a safe place, since you may have changed, since you have last contacted this feeling. You may want to make your messenger smaller or larger. Settle down and bring the situation and thank it for its help. These are other ways for you to feel safe, new ways that open your heart. Long pause. Now ask what it has to teach you about the other person. And about yourself. Thank it for its teaching and return the favor by setting it free, letting its energy flow back into the life source as a bird or as a flower or a burst of light. Know that it will arise spontaneously where needed, free to fall and to fade away, free to be spontaneously itself. Fill my life force in the sturdy shoot of new growth all around you. Bow in your heart to the author of life, to yourself, to those who have exchanged love teachings with you in the form of hurt. And know that you are both forgiving now and forever. Begin to come aware of your breathing. Bring the palms of your hands together as you rubbing healing energy into them, them over your eyes. Slowly open up your eyes. Now remove your hands and place them on your side. All right, Miss Linda.
Yes, ma'am. You know I'm here.
So how are we doing on time?
We have roughly maybe about 15 minutes.
Okay, so I can go into learn to let go.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about some things about negative emotions so that you can become an emotionally healthy woman or man for the rest of your life. Now, I hope you have your pen and your paper because we're still writing. So, number one, give yourself loving permission to acknowledge and fully experience the emotions you're feeling. Sometimes you don't want to feel, so we numb those feelings with drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, you name it. You don't want to feel it. So we avoid it with other things. So being able to feel emotions keep you alive, not just existing. people who are attentive to their emotions are much more likely to retain their vitality and excitement about living. Number two, identify the triggers and the memories associated with an emotion. Ask yourself, what brought on this particular emotion? Suppressing your emotion will destroy you. So find out what causes you to feel this way and let the emotion out. Honor a time limit. Give yourself a specific amount of time each day to be alone and express your feelings. You can use it in a hot shower, on a long walk, or in the closet. Once your time is up, wash your face and do something nice for yourself before proceeding with the life as usual. Number four. Ask yourself what you can do to change the situation. Don't waste even 1 second trying to figure out how another person needs to change to make you happy. You will get sick or stay sick if you keep trying to change someone else. So focus on yourself and what you have power over. Number five, have faith that your soul will show you the way to heal and have your needs met. Listen to your inner wisdom as it brings you truth and clarity about what action you need to take. Concentrating on either desire you feel in your heart, causing creative energy to start flowing. Last but not least, number six, take action. Don't sabotage yourself by going back to old patterns that were not working for you. Don't look back, look forward, and take action to change the things that are hurting you emotionally. And I have some questions for you. I think I have about six of them. Yes. And then we're going to go into a letting go meditation, and then we're done.
Cool.
Okay, so number one, how will you give yourself loving permission to acknowledge your emotions and your feelings? Number one. How will you give yourself loving permission to acknowledge your emotions and feelings? Number two, how will you identify your triggers and memories associated with an emotion? Number three, how will you honor a time limit to yourself each day to express your feelings? Number four, ask yourself, what can I do to change the situation? Not the other person, but you. I do to change the situation. Number five, how would you demonstrate your faith in allowing your soul to guide you? last one. What action will you take? What is it you do? I have another quote by me. What I focus on, I energize. Whatever I appreciate in myself or others grows stronger and is flourished. So now we're going to go into the letting go meditation. Now, just allow the tension in your body just to leave your body. You can close your eyes once again. Now, this time I want you to focus on your scalp, your forehead, and your face, and just relax. Now, let your tongue, your throat, and your shoulder relax. Let your back and your pelvis relax. Now, as you change from within, change your thinking. Change the way you speak. Change the way you express yourself. Other than, only then will the outer change occur. Should breathing be at peace as you relax. Your legs and your feet. As you are relaxing, say to yourself, as you are relaxing, say to yourself, I'm willing to let go. I release and let go. Let go of all the tension. I release all fear. I release all anger. I release all guilt. Release all sadness. I let go of all old limitations. I let go and I am at peace with myself. I let go and I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with the process of life. I am free. And I am safe. I have another quote. What I focus on, I energize. And whatever I appreciate in myself, while others grow stronger and flourish. That's another cool moment. All right, Miss Linda.
Well, you know, Stephanie, I have 5 pages over here on what we're talking about. It is so important, as I stated earlier before you tuned in. I said health is not simply absence of illness. Real health is the will to overcome every form of adversity and use even the worst circumstances as a springboard for new growth and new development. Simply, the essence of health is constant renewal and rejuvenation of life. And in order to do that, what you have explained with us this evening is the forgiveness is the main thing, but we must start with ourselves. You've taken us through the meditation. You've taken us through all of the things that we need to do. We appreciate you. And I know that before I close, I need to get with you because you have a pretty exciting weekend coming up, a pretty exciting installation coming up for your club, and I need to speak with you on that. I'm not going to hold you. We appreciate you. We want you to go in. As soon as I get off of this zone, I will be focusing on, and I energize everything I need. Forgiveness does work. And when you find that you, when you see a person who has done harm or hurt and you have no feelings and you still carry that pleasantry, that means you have forgiven and understood. Don't mean you have to sit down and invite them for tea, okay? But at least it frees yourself up and you can see it in that individual that it makes them feel better also. Because some type of way people have a way of doing things and they're trying to apologize, but they just don't know how. So we, as the persons that we are, we have to step into our greatness and recognize that. And I appreciate you going through all of this. And it says, ask yourself, what can you do to change your situation? When you change, it changes. And we really cannot change anyone but ourselves. We appreciate you, Stephanie. We want you to give us just one word or two words or three words to carry us through this week until we see you next week. Give us something.
Well, what I'm going to say, forgiveness starts with you. And if you want to have a prosperous, fulfilled life, start forgiving.
Yes.
It doesn't cost you anything. It will free you up. It will free your mind. It will free your soul.
Yes. Free your mind and soul. I'm a firm believer of that. I'm writing that down. Free your mind and soul. And listeners out there, this is Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart, with a lot of other things going on out here. Stephanie, again, appreciate you. You keep us in our greatness. You keep us stepping to, and you also give us directions on how to go within, change within, and share with others. And that's what life is all about here. You know, it says, when you give life of happiness to others, your life truly shines. You truly live. And we know that you are the living sunbeam out here because you are always there to give life of happiness to others, and we thank you. Have a wonderful evening, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Enjoy, get some rest. I'll call you later.
all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.